They have added that. I don't know why. Oh, good. They went to $100. That's good.
Oh, no. I just...
Hey, John.
Oh, okay.
Oh, let's see. I need his name. Bo. Bo.
Yes.
Your last name?
Williams.
It's a tough one.
303.
Hey, Nick.
Sorry, I haven't been over. I've been over there.
How are you? You've been gabbing, right? Is Austin in here anymore?
No, Austin's not going to make it.
He's not coming today? Okay.
Gene McAvoy.
Gene?
Yes. Well.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Well, come on in. Have a seat.
Yeah, they already had that, I thought. This is just temporary. I mean, where is that one?
Perfect.
No, I didn't mean that.
Talking to yourself, are you, Bishop?
Yes.
Okay, just check.
Isn't that one not in here? Andrew, is yours in here? Is yours in here, that rule they wanted for you? I thought there was a rule about the nonprofit thing. I thought I saw it in here, but... Where is it? I'm looking.
It's in there.
Where?
Page 2.
Oh, it's up.
It says the organization was registered.
Where?
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Who's exempt? Okay, thanks. That's why we haven't seen anything about it. That is, the church hasn't. Others have, I know. And we have one guy missing, John Smith, but he'll be here. He called me. He's just was been running late from, where the heck is he? Fort Collins? Yeah. He's on his way. Yes. Okay. Okay, what? Okay. Good morning. I'd like to call the meeting to order. We still have one more member to come. If we could all stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance. Nick, can I get you to... lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Hi. Well, old business. I don't see that we have any minutes, so I don't know how to do that.
From me.
Yes. Does anybody remember what we did last time?
It was much.
We whined and cried about stuff, I think. But I don't think there was anything that we're not going to be able to deal with this time. So if there's anybody who could approve the old business nomination-wise, we don't know. Anyone want to?
I approve.
So you're going to?
I really don't remember.
We have one nomination. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Second, first and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, okay. Opposed? None of those are, so we don't have any opposed, so we're done with that. Okay. I'm going to skip to introduction of the new board members just so that we can get past that. Okay. As you can see, we have a few new people up here, and there's still one missing who's coming, who's on the board now. So let me introduce all the board members who are here currently. Everybody may or may not know me. I'm Bishop Dan Ginzig, you know, and so at the moment I'm the chairman of the Bingo Advisory Board. Jean McAvoy, she's a charitable organization appointee. She's with the CLBA. Tom Bednard is also a charitable representative, and he's with the Colorado Youth Basketball. Nick Pizzuti, he's here, and he's with the
Fraternal Organizations
representative. We have Bo Williams. He's a new member. He's with the Veterans Association. Okay? And John Smith, who's missing, is a whatever it says up there, supplier, right? And he's in Fort Collins, and so he'll be here shortly because he was on the freeway when he talked to me on the phone. So all of our positions are, and Austin is not here today, I gather. He's sick still or something's wrong? Okay. So we have two positions still open. We have a licensee for landlord still open, and we have just plain public person still open. We're talking to people about those things, and we should have, we'll have those to the legislature soon, Corky, soon, like in February. So we'll see how long it takes. It only took them 3 years this time to appoint the board members. So it looks like they figured out how to do it. So hopefully we'll get it done sooner. Any questions about board members from anyone? Okay. So let's move on. Now we'll look for the Secretary of State reports. And I know they sent them out to us in, as far as the financial reports, Rudy sent those in attachments.
And I apologize.
Okay.
Let me talk a little bit about this legislative session. Our plans within the office. Well, you know, there's a referendum. And the referendum, if it passes, will allow the legislature to determine where will occur. Current thought is that the things can happen. One, the passing legislature will decide in 2011. They can also decide to send. So as part of that transfer plan, there is, but it's strictly. So we would continue to do licensing and regulation. At that point, all the data will go probably also transfer some funds out of our Secretary of State cash fund in order to Department of Revenue to get up to speed, have money to do the licensing. Right now, let me skip down to a question that's on the an item that's on the agenda, and that's the current status of online. today we have part one of that computer program up and running. So we essentially enter all the data for quarterly reports, licenses, into essentially we're the only ones that have access to it. Part two. That is on hold, subject to what happened in November. Now that referendum is passed and it goes over to revenue, you're going to have a totally new regulation. Probably go through a whole new statutory provision. If the referendum does not pass, then we go forward starting sometime in phase two. You could be filing all.
On that bill you were talking about where that's coming up about transferring. If that bill doesn't pass, then what?
And the referendum does pass, then the referendum says immediately over to the Department of Revenue.
Okay.
At which point, nothing's been set up. There's no provision for transfer of people.
Sorry. Chaos. Sorry.
Over some of the data that we've already sent out to you, but for the others in the audience who haven't seen this is our internal revenue and expenditures. And you'll notice how the revenue between 9 and fiscal 10 has actually gone up, and that doesn't even include all of the third quarter revenue yet. Personnel expenses have gone up, even though we lost Chuck Green, and the reason for that is that when I came back from Iraq, we had an allocation of my salary and Andrew's salary with respect to the different programs in the division. We've done that allocation, and it's charged to also see fiscal year 19.
Can you see that?
09, 09, 10. Our operating costs dramatically, and most of you have seen that in terms of the fact that we're not out there. Hopefully within the next month or two as we get all will start on the west slope. But it's not going to be quite as frequent as any questions.
Are you going to lower the taxes to the groups?
Right.
That's a good question.
I know.
And it's a legitimate one because it's supposed to set fees that cover our right now when you throw those $1,000 a month allocated to Apple out of the total rent.
Come out the same.
We have to look at it, but we'll certainly. Department of Revenue, when we talked to them, was, is there
what was the answer?
The answer is right now, yes. But I don't know what kind of an allocation they make. You may see right now, nothing's going to happen until
okay.
Okay.
All right, so we'll see who's really working, huh? This net profit is just for three quarters, right?
Correct.
So it's still better, and it's going to be even better in the fourth quarter. So it'll be significant.
Overall, compared to 2000.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We won't know until February or March on the total year.
We're just now getting in for.
Right. Correct, yeah. Okay.
And then finally, we have brought up as a result of comments made by the Secretary of People having to do with there are some changes. I want to point out that under scope and purpose, when we talk about line 14, what I meant to say there was we're trying to adapt our rules to cover the internet environment, specifically with internet routers. That will, by the time we actually get to rulemaking, you asked earlier, sir, about this raffle licensee having to file with our charitable. All of you do, unless you make less than 25,000 gross from charitable gaming.
And they all have to because?
They have to because under Title VI, charitable gaming is considered a charitable solicitation.
I see.
So people are coming in with the expectation that the proceeds of your gaming occasion.
okay. And how's that going, Andrew?
We have a big problem. we have a lot of groups. We have... don't file with charitable. So it's something that you could really help. Yeah, bingo goes to revenue, we'll still have to come over here.
I would like to make a suggestion. At the moment, Shannon did a good job of getting us the licensee last year for the emails, and there should be more or less this year. I'm wondering whenever if we could, you guys, the emails seem to work, except if you guys would put out when we do a new agenda for our next meeting and what's involved and or this charitable thing, if you guys could put out an email to all of those licensees, it would be really a benefit. I know when we put out the email, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't because my computer screws up, but or they're the wrong addresses or something, and then it won't go because I've asked it to do that. I think there's, on her list, there's 250 or plus or minus 50 names on the last one she gave me in 2009. If you guys could email those, which is not, it doesn't cost you anything, right, to email them. Yeah, she has it on Excel. So the way I do it is I just like, yeah, and you can do those so many at a time just by highlighting Excel all the way down to some number, you know, and then putting in the blind carbon copy. All right.
My comment from a charitable organization is that I've done it. Our organization has registered as a charity through on, you know, you've got, as an organization in Colorado, if you do bingo, you have three places that you have to register on your website. You have to register as a business, you have to register as a charity, you have to register to bingo. And it is time consuming, but as a charitable organization, that's my responsibility. And I understand what Bishop's saying, but I'm not sure it's the Secretary of State's job to handhold the charity organizations that usually have a legal counsel on board, or they have a bookkeeper or CPA, and they know what the, you know, you know what you're supposed to do. That's just my comment.
Gene has a high-class organization that has an attorney or a bookkeeper that knows those things. Most of the charitable groups don't. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Shannon. Point out that any newer does get a letter telling them they
need to join.
That's good.
Yeah, and mostly I'm talking about like the Bingo Advisory Board agenda, sending out to all the charities to have them come so they know there's a meeting, you know.
That's a good point.
We'll look into that.
I mean, it's worked well when we've done it, where we've got a lot more charities have come to the meetings. Okay.
There wouldn't be a problem with the a notice at the Bingo Hall where the charities hang their hat, if you will. This is the next.
Putting up a flyer, yeah. That's not a problem.
So a combination of working together will get her done.
And talk a little bit about Secretary is possibly going through a coming in, don't go. Hopefully help you with all of your part of the process is, you know, that we have this one database for business, one database for sure. Filing, you have to enter all of your information over. That's a couple of years. And it's expensive.
Okay.
Back to proposed rules. And anybody in the audience who has yes, please. Send us an email, we'll be happy. One of the big issues that came up has to do with raffles of homes. We tried to different procedures to allow it to happen and it's become licensees saying determined that it's not based in the statute. That's what this permission to use. Primarily, but the caveat is that
I have a couple of questions about that section, just terminology more than anything, and I think there's a shorter bad checks. What is it? Non-sufficient or insufficient, more appropriate than shorter bad? And then it says fees paid to a check guarantee service are maybe made from bingo receipts, but what about collection services? Why couldn't you? I mean, if you got bad checks and you've got to spend some time, you've got to pay somebody to collect them, you ought to be able to recoup that cost.
I don't know.
But isn't that in here? I
a check guarantee service does not collect a bad check.
The fee paid to a check guarantee service for recovery of bad checks may be paid from bingo receipts.
Yeah. Well, but a check.
She's talking about a collection agency.
A check guarantee service doesn't collect money. They only guarantee that there's money in that account.
Ours does.
A check collection.
Well, it depends on which one.
Okay, ours does.
Some do, some don't.
Okay.
So you're limiting
so
it to.
Yeah.
So I think you need to add collection services, period.
Okay.
Thank God the district attorney doesn't charge to collect checks.
Yeah. That was good.
Why is that?
Because that's the way we've always done it. No, I when I came on board, it was like $30, and there was always been a misunderstanding that that was maybe pull tab losses, which you may or may not know that even depending on how you're doing the book. But it's only supposed to be cash shortages at the register for the packet sold.
Okay.
Then why does not the language state in this proposed rule that it does, it's only applicable to the front, what I call front gate shortage? If it truly is, that's what you want reported, is those shortages and not necessary. I mean, there's times when pull tabs, it takes forever to figure out why your pull tabs might have come up short.
That's right. Well,
so why wouldn't we put in there that the 72-hour reporting only is applicable to
your gate,
for lack of a better term. Doesn't that make sense?
Sure.
Where were you when you were doing?
Well, I only have how many years, Corky? 37 years experience reading these things, so I apologize. I didn't get it in time, but those are just some thoughts. Now, look, I have a question. Okay, we report it, then what happens?
Then they come and say, why is this happening to you?
So
then,
do you, I mean, do you respond to all of those short, I mean, what do you do with the information? A pattern?
Substantial.
Okay. Just curious.
Maybe lot of shortages over the last accounts that we
Well, it's possible somebody stealing or things like that.
Oh, no, they wouldn't do that.
There's a number of organizations that hold with that are self-policing.
Still on the first rule?
We'll actually keep a log if it was.
Oh, they're all over the place.
Are we?
That were
party
present at the time of shortages.
Is that four already?
Like you say, we would look for a pattern.
Actually, on 5D, what we just finished talking about.
There? Okay.
Just made.
Oh, there it is. Okay, I see where we are.
Without any accusations.
But remember, we have two levels of organizations.
Right. Prices are going up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Over $1,000.
Okay.
And then a lot of detail. A lot of the problem was going to credit. Have to have the money in a CD, or they have to announce to some split from the raffle sales to buy the real estate if they want, opposed to the old rule that said you had to. Also added a wheel raffle at the one of the legislators. The spinning wheel we didn't have designated within the rules. They said, well, you know, we'd like you to add some things to the rules.
Can I ask an accounting question here?
Won't necessarily get an answer.
Oh, sure. What would be the process to, if possible, modify the rules where you could purchase items, say if you need to purchase some items. Right now, as my understanding, you have to write a check. Well, in this electronic age, why can't we pay with a credit card to office supplies or anything else? Why does it have to be a check?
Let me answer her question. You can use a credit card, and when you turn and you pay the credit card with the check, you have to account for what the items were that you used the credit card for, is what the state had told me before. So if you itemize the money you paid on the credit card.
Well, how about a debit card? Bank card. Instead of going to Office Depot and writing a check, why can't I go to Office Depot and use the bank card that's associated with that checking card to purchase something?
I think in the past, we've seen own credit card.
Yes, for that account.
That'd be like an AC, you know.
I'm just trying to make life simple. Think about it.
Shannon's saying you probably have talks about consecutive.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, but now we're allowed to use, which is in a consecutive number check, and so it's the same thing as a debit card in effect.
Okay, yeah, because it just would really streamline checkout. I'm into getting things.
We're going to put you at the other end next time.
I only have one more comment.
Okay. What's your last comment?
It's on the next section, on rental agreements. I'm going to help you here. But
I am too. I am on rental agreements also. I have a question about that when we get there. So it's just a pain to do new licenses every year to have to do new rental agreements, you know, for the landlords, that is. But it gives opportunity to raise the rent, right? So that you gave me a good reason why to do it. I don't know what to say about that. Yeah. So I don't.
Are we on license agreements or rental agreements here?
Rental agreements.
12. This is talking about if there is a session that's canceled because of inclement weather or a holiday.
Yeah, that was.
What is the wording on that now?
I don't think this is all brand new.
The previous wording on that used to say, not off if you cancel. Last couple of changes in the rule somehow left that language out, and it's simply being because we've had instances where groups have had legitimate reasons filmed by the landlord.
So as I read this, it's saying that's still the case unless the rental agreement states otherwise.
Right.
And it can state otherwise.
And we make it a contractual agreement between states.
Right.
It's something we don't want to get involved in except when the lanes are...
So you guys won't pay?
There's a solution.
What if the roof falls in and the weather was great and you still have power, but you can't have a bingo game because the roof fell in and there's crap all over the floor?
I would hope that the attorney is going to draft your lease agreement.
That's what I'm thinking, because right here it says, due to inclement weather or power failures, well, there's a lot of other reasons that that things could occur at the location that the game has been canceled, not because you, as the association, as the charitable organization, wanted to cancel it. It's just so, I think you're limiting.
I'm not at agreement with what you're saying, Gene, as a landlord. First of all,
I understand as a landlord, but I also understand is why did you pick those two things, power failure and inclement weather?
Because those are the two things that happen, and they happen on a regular basis every year, where the snow or whatever it is gets the games canceled, where the licensee of doing the charitable organization has to cancel the game within, what is it, an hour? Is it an hour or an hour before the game's supposed to begin? You have to announce that, put it on, you know, advertise that. And also power failure, since we're using, a lot of times we've had power failure and we did it anyway if we could get light anywhere, you know, using a thing. So, but those are the two things that do happen where people cancel. The other things you're speaking about don't happen. And we have had groups cancel because their volunteers didn't have enough volunteers show up. Well, they got charged anyway because they didn't meet their responsibility for running their game in a proper manner.
Which leads to the inclement weather issue. That's a relative term.
Yeah.
Who's to determine what is inclement weather?
Yeah, I think that's
the group.
I mean, I've seen the situations group. Where it was an inch and a half of snow on the ground, and they say, well, that's inclement weather.
Right,
because
we're not showing up.
Yeah.
That's not fair to the
players. That's not inclement. That's not fair to the players either.
And the landlord has recourse because it's only a 2-week guarantee on the lease, and you can change groups if you need to.
I understand that. And that's why I say inclement weather is kind of a relative thing.
Yeah.
It depends on where you're at and what the degree of the weather is that makes it inclement. Inclement in your eyes and inclement in my eyes may be two entirely different things.
That's correct, but I don't think we can define that. I mean, it's going to, like when they're plowing your driveway, it has to be 4 inches of snow before they do it, or is it this or is it that? I don't think we can define that. I think it has to be up to the group. They know where their volunteers live. They know how they're going to do their game. Now, if they do it on a consistent basis where they shouldn't, we have recourse as landlords. And our recourse is to change groups.
Yeah. I just think that language
it's
is
an easier,
problematic.
You're offering an easier solution than reality does, though. Changing groups, you don't just go out and get a new group because you feel like it.
Yeah.
It's tough getting groups today.
I just think those two, that language isn't fair to the landlord, and it isn't fair to the
players
or to the association. It ought to be a mutually negotiated thing between the association, or excuse me, organization and the landlord. You have with that inclement weather and power failure.
Well, maybe what we could say there is that the sessions can be canceled upon mutual agreement between landlord and organization, with the exception of situations where weather is so severe that you have school closures, national and state holidays, those
types
of things.
No, you don't want to close the national and state holidays. That's the best.
No, but it says now, I understand, but it says now national and state holidays.
Well, I think mutual agreement.
I don't agree with that.
If they change this rule to say, if they put in another sentence saying, by mutual agreement between this group and the landlord.
Take out the power failure and the weather and put in by mutual agreement.
And take out the occasion falling on state and national holidays.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we do get groups that want to cancel because it's 4th of July and my volunteers want to go celebrate the 4th of July. Well, that's not fair to players. They're looking for things to do on the 4th of
July.
Those
are big days, yeah.
It's not fair to the landlord because he's still got rent he's got to pay.
Couldn't say that, though.
Yeah, that.
But the contract doesn't. But the contract.
You can't get in your contract if that's what you want. It overrides that rule.
No,
it's got to be signed in a contract by the licensee and the hall. So isn't that a mutual agreement?
We could put that in. I guess we could put that sentence in the light. Is that would that override your rule? Okay.
You know, one thing I'd like to mention here that's kind of Nick's probably got it on his mind. This law, when it went into effect on January 1st, there didn't even exist land board. I mean, the intent of the law was to help the nonprofits in Colorado, and it seemed like...
No, I don't think so. I think what you're missing, Patrick, is there's nonprofits who take advantage of the landlords.
And in that case, then I would get rid of them if I was a landlord.
So would I.
Well, then why don't we just close the halls? Because if you're going to get rid of the ones that are difficult to deal with, you're not going to have any halls.
That would be your
decision.
I agree that that's recourse we have. And if what Mike's saying, he's going to look into that and see what a language would be applicable.
Mm-hmm. I have a statement.
Yeah, and you guys have to figure out how to get out of the middle. That's what you're saying. Yes, Nick.
I'm a little confused, and I can see everything that's going on. But when I read this, I read these first 5, 6, 7 words and said, absent a written agreement to the contrary. Absent a written agreement to the contrary. So if I came, the written agreement that we have, you should be able to specify anything you want to in your written agreement, and I should be able to sign it. But if I just come to you and I want to rent your hall, and you say, okay, and to find whatever it is, and you don't have me really sign a definitive contract, then I'll argue with you. But the thing is this says absent a written provision. So if your contract covers all these things about inclement weather and what your definition of inclement weather is, and if it
does
all this other kind of stuff, I think this alone tells me that if I sign a contract and it doesn't have this in there, then I win. But if this is in there, then I, as a renter, I lose, or at least
yeah. That's a good point. I think, Nick, that's a good point. Yeah. So it needs to be in the lease agreement, you know, what we want, what we're going to do, and still meet the regulations. Yeah. Oh yeah. So do you want the board to comment on any of that? Are you having a rural hearing meeting, or what are you going to do?
It hasn't been set yet. We're hoping to get it in part next month, so have a
okay. Has anybody sent you rules that aren't in here that they wanted to talk about? Not from the public? Did anybody, you guys send any rules in? Anyone send any rules in that they wanted? So, does anybody have any idea of what the heck we're talking about? I mean, I do. I just wonder if any of the board members have any idea of what we're talking about. Or anybody out there besides John and John. And
just for clarity, I'm assuming that it's a quick shot. And there will be a test period. For 90 days, about a 90-day test period.
Conducted where?
At a specific location.
Conducted where?
Conducted at 4 ACs. At test, we see that there are licensees. Look at it in terms of outside the rules or
Patrick.
I was just curious, why does it limit you to one?
Well, it all has to be. Less than an hour's time. Our goal was to be able to pay out $2,000.
You guys will look, yeah. And you guys have to do, you have the capability of doing emergency rule or whatever, you don't have
we
that.
We have no emergency council right now over the legislature. It's essentially... As a comment, one way around the situation is to become one. Style game requires very few. Time slots as you
can. John, what's your label on this game?
Well, in general, there are 24 numbers. Anywhere.
Okay, and, you just have a name for it, though?
Yeah, well, we call it the... as an industry term, it's derived from a...
Yes, so and that's what I'm looking for is an industry name on it.
Well, you give it to Rudy so you can get money later.
The game's been around for many, many years.
We always want money.
Of course.
Yeah. A lot of the electronic manufacturers have that capability, so this test, it'll be an interesting test to see if it's beneficial, that'll be great, and if it's not, it's not. But it's working in some places already, I know that. Okay. But we've already had demos. We've been there. We've done that, right? And so now we're doing tests on it. You know. Okay. Is there anything else on this agenda? Yes. Do we have what I want to ask the board? Does anybody on the board have anything that we haven't discussed in the rules? Is there any problems? Or should we vote and say, yeah, we're in favor of all this with the changes we've suggested, or Or should we vote on it?
No, not vote on it. I need some input.
I'm sure Nick will give me input.
No. You mean as far as the changes are concerned? Is that what
yeah, I just want to know if the board should vote and say we like these or we don't.
No, I have some problems with it internally, but I mean, some wording things, just like Gene had said. And I agree with both sides, so I don't, because I'd rather go to, personally, I don't care for the rules as, all of the rules as they're written.
I have a question about the back to the landlord rules for a minute. Are there instances where you rent your hall without a contract and that's allowed under rule or reg?
No.
Then why? Those are immaterial then, because the contract's going to override them. So why do they even need to be there?
Oh, we have those because most of the rental agreements that I know about don't have those provisions in there.
Oh.
So we have to put them in the rental agreements. That's. They aren't in there at the moment. Yeah.
And both parties have signed the contract.
2 inches of snow. Yeah. So you're going to have to do Easter or Christmas.
Yeah, wouldn't it be possible from this point forward? We don't allow an agreement. I mean, you got to have an agreement.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. We need to put it in the agreement if we're going to deal with it.
That isn't what the language says, though.
But I don't know anything about the legality of it. But as a layperson sitting out here, I would say that if I have a contract with you, and we didn't cover this particular item, then this would
succeed.
Yeah. So. I would think what the state is trying to do is to say, tell the hall owners, get a binding contract that will cover all circumstances. You don't think so?
No.
Because I'd say, in absence of a written provision.
Yeah, I think I agree with you, Nick.
It should say, in the absence of a written provision, this is the rule.
Well, that's what it says now.
That's what it says now.
That's what it says now. But what I'm hearing people say is, we don't allow sessions with uncontracted parties.
Correct.
Right?
That's correct.
So this is moot. The contract's always going to supersede. You don't need this language.
But the point is, the contract, really right now, it's just the rental agreement that the state provides as a form. In my case,
contract.
I understand that. But it isn't any more than that. So there's a lot of things it leaves out.
So one of the
this
things,
helps address
one
the
of
issue.
The things we could do is you guys could put this in the rental agreement.
Bingo.
Form that you send to us that we have to use.
And
I think we're all on the same page.
We're just getting the language.
The language isn't saying it.
What did he say? Yeah, so.
You got a question down here?
You want to get out of the business altogether?
To the extent that we've sent you your suggestion to be more.
Okay.
And get your own.
Do our own.
Then
okay.
You don't need that rule language.
What I'm picking up on here is two extremes, either a very explicit agreement or a very without agreement. And I don't think that's where we're going. What we're talking, and I've experienced it myself, that we have had a very vague agreement. There has been occurrences that has caused discussion. Fortunately, it's always been a very favorable situation, maybe a trade-off to a different day. I've never had a bad experience, and for those that have or are having a bad experience, I would say, well, it's going to necessitate a better
rental agreement
contract.
Yeah, and I agree with you both. I don't know, you know,
the
in all of our in all of our halls here, I don't know that we've had any of these issues that I can even think of.
I mean, because you have a situation where what if you have a plugged toilet, and you know, 4 hours before your session, and you've got just this horrible smell and everything, and you're
the vagueness of your contract says, your landlord says, well, deal with it, you know, it's not that bad. I don't think it's that bad. But your charitable organization says, well, look, this is nauseating, you know, I can't do it. So I can see vagueness really causing a problem. I hate to be primitive on
one hand. On the other hand, you can't cover all things. Well, you know, we know that the majority of the things we're talking about here have to do with weather and power. I would say almost 100%, you know.
And holidays.
Well, you know, we'll put that in the contract. Doesn't matter. They're doing holidays, you know, unless it's by mutual agreement. That's the
what we have
to put in the contract.
What I just heard the state say is they want out of the contract.
Decision. They want out of the decision-making business.
Then the state doesn't need to be involved in the exceptions. That's my And I understand the...
Is that true? You'd rather not be involved in it?
We don't want to be involved. Well... Past procedures... Send us a license
I think that's what we're trying to do.
I understand.
Yeah.
So the real issue is that the rental agreement has to have enough language in it to cover those bases.
See, you're talking about licensing. We're talking about rental agreements.
The question that was asked is, do you want to be totally out of it? You've made a comment that
you should get the agreements. I agree that you should get the agreements, but I think that, and maybe I come from a different perspective on not-for-profits. In this day and age, you best know what you're doing, and you can't go running to the state and say, well, I didn't know. Well, I didn't know isn't good enough anymore. You better know. And if you can't sit down and negotiate a contract with your landlord, you not ought to be in the bingo business.
He agrees with you.
Right.
So that's fine. Well, we'll deal.
We'll take care of it,
and we have a new contract for you, by the way.
I knew that. Can we come up to your home?
Come on. Come on.
Okay. Where are we? Are there any open? Any other? This is open discussion time from the. What do we call you guys? The congregation.
Our special guest, the Bonner.
Yeah. Any other things anyone has to say or ask about, not you, about bingo?
The results of this trial that's being conducted, how will those be communicated?
The meeting's supposed to happen every other week, every other month, by the way, and sometimes it's more, and this last time it's less because I was sick and there was nothing to do, as far as I know. Any others? Okay, that's it. And the next meeting should be March sometime. Hmm?
Yeah.
Will we be done? Will you guys are, how long is that test? 90 days? Huh? Okay. March what, Rudy? Huh? That'll be fine, yeah. Okay, March 10th, is that fine with everyone?
Sure.
Okay. March 10th. I'm going to put that in here. See where I am. You guys.
The bishop can text. I'm impressed.
Not very well.
No,
okay. And did we get any answers? You guys are going to talk about sending out emails? Or Bingo Rock, yeah. It does. It only takes about 20 minutes. It, yes, it is.
To set it up.
No, she has.
The first time, I would say probably a couple hours.
Not more.
Not, oh, you mean for all the charitables, but not for Bingo Raffle.
There is no way for me to make that.
Segregate whether they have one.
You gave it to me.
No, that's for everybody. All licensees.
It was only 250.
At that time, there was.
For Bingo Raffle?
For every, all licensees, all Bingo Raffle licensees.
Cut and paste, you know.
Question?
Yes, Nick?
do you have any idea when approximately the rule committee on the right? Make sure I'm looking online to find out when they're going to have it. That's okay. Good.
Mike, as a new member, I have a question about the expense voucher. I currently receive electronic funds transfer from another agency to a direct deposit. Do I need to fill out as if it's a brand new thing?
They don't have.
If you do that, we'll look into.
How about, well, if that's not that, how about if I take the form with me, I can mail it back to you? Because I don't have the checkbook or anything with me if I have to redo it. But I'm already in EFT for another agency, so I'm wondering if I need to do that all over again.
I would think that could be done.
It all goes through the same central. Okay. I'll fill it out, and I'll pretend that it has to start over. If not, you can wait for it and figure it out.
Okay, I guess this we should just close the meeting. Do we have a first and a second?
Motion to close the meeting.
Second. Who's the second?
Second.
We have a second?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that's it. We're done. Can I see, we need to see all the, we need you, and all of the suppliers. And hall owners.
Okay.
How you doing?
Good to see you.
Nice to see you.
And charities, if possible.
How's it going? Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What is this?
I get paid.
And if I want the electronic transfer,
here, you fill out this stuff.
This, okay.
Bingo Advisory Board, it says.
I've never seen that.
Were you here ever before?
I've been here before.
Once?
I've been here physically.
No, I know, but you weren't here for the board, right?
No.
Okay, well, that's why you haven't seen it before.
Yeah.
Okay, I was right.
Yeah.